7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Not 8:07 p.m. and you don't have to take my word for it, because a quick glance at your local chronometer will indicate to you that the actual time is in fact 19:30 UTC. Yes, 19:30, one of the most wonderful times of day. Why? Because that is the time at which we always begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. Yes, hello. Yes, hello. I am not Hello Kitty, but I sure wish I was. My name is Tobe. I am your chairman and host of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, what am I doing? What's happening? What's going on? What is this whole committee thing about? Well, before I get into anything, I gotta drink some tea. Oh, yeah. Oh. It's good. It's good, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I'm drinking the Gingin May because I just can't get enough. It's so crazy good. I don't know what to do with myself. I really don't know what to do with myself today. I'm weird. I'm feeling kind of weird today. I got up a little bit too early because my cat was making noise, tearing around the house. There's no sleeping when we've got kitty craziness going on, is there? No, there is none. And what else was going on last night? I don't even know. Kind of hazy this morning. Why am I so hazy and fuzzy? I tried to go to bed early last night. That didn't really work out at all. But at least I got to see some cool Sean Connery movies last night on TCM. However, I did not get to watch the one movie that I wanted to watch. Good tea. Crazy good tea. For about the last, I don't know, I think it's been about a month now, I've been thinking, you know what movie I would like to see again? I would like to see The Man Who Would Be King, starring Michael Caine and Sean Connery. What a great pair up. I like that film. And yeah, about a month ago I started thinking, I need to see that again. I haven't seen that in so long. Blah, blah, blah. I need to see it again. And then yesterday, when I was checking the TV schedule, I noticed, hey, there's two James Bond movies on. And then Marnie is on. And I'm like, oh my gosh, does that mean it's Sean Connery night? And then I checked the next movie, and the next movie was... which one was it? Oh, The Hill, starring Sean Connery. And I thought, yes, it's Sean Connery night. What's the next movie? Yes, The Man Who Would Be King. Except it starts at 4:30. 4:30 a.m. That's when I need to go to bed, not when I need to start watching a movie. Needless to say, I did not watch the film. Kind of disappointed, but... yeah, well, you know, you can't catch them all the time, every time, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure there's some kind of, oh, folksy wisdom and or platitude that fits this situation. I just don't know it. I also don't care. Oh, because I'm drinking tea. and this tea is good. So delicious. Anyway, what are we doing today? I can't stall any longer. I might as well tell you the truth. I've got absolutely nothing. We're 5 minutes into the show, and I have to admit that I have absolutely nothing on the agenda today. I'm still waiting for some stuff to arrive. It seems like I was thinking of something last night. What was I thinking about last night? I don't know. Oh. Well, let's listen to teapot sounds. So fun. I hear children screaming. How's that possible? Why aren't these children in school? What's going on? What's happening? My teapot's really freaking out. It sounds like modem breath. Anyway, right, so I think I was going to do something today. I don't remember what that was. Maybe if we go look around and we can remember what today's show is supposed to be about. Oh, we can leave the office. I'm kind of tired. What's in this room? Nothing. Musical instruments. Cricket balls that have been run over by a lawnmower. A rainbow of golf balls. There's more musical instruments over here. Here's my TV. It's got Haydn on it right now. Big picture of Haydn measuring, 60 centimeters by 45 centimeters. Nice wig, homie. Yeah, okay, so it's time to invent some kind of radio show. I guess we need to do some radio. Let's do some radioing. We'll walk up here. Okay, here's my cat sitting on my bass amp looking out the window. And now my cat's jumping down off the bass amp. What are you following me? Okay, it's time to interview the cat. Let's talk about kitty business. Hello, do you do kitty business? Are you a kitty businessman? Oh, that sounds very interesting. Do you have a small business, or are you an executive of a large kitty corporation? Do you know what kitty corporation means? I don't think we're going to get any cat talking. Why am I hearing such strange sounds outside? Like children running around. Oh, I think I see my neighbor's kid running around in the backyard. I guess that explains it. Okay, we're not going to get the cat to talk. We're not going to be going outside because, well, it's cold, isn't it? No, why would that child be outside if it was cold? It is sunny today. It's not that warm. I guess it's kind of, it's like, what? Oh, now we have talking babies? Yeah, you can rub your face up against the door all you want. That doesn't make it open. Yeah, doors open by this thing up here. It's called doorknob. Have you ever heard of doorknob? You know what doorknob is? Yeah, it's a thing that you have to use your thumbs on. Oh, kitties don't have thumbs. Kitties can't open the door. So kitties can't go outside. Well, that's my cat doesn't care. Yeah. What is it? You have to meow when I hold the microphone up to your face like this. Okay, talk. Never, ever works. What is this cat doing? And now the cat's following me into the kitchen. I already gave you the kitty water, remember? We filled it up. Yeah, it was delicious. Yay, delicious kitty water. It's delicious for cats. Yeah. All right, well, we could hook up the Brontifier or something, I guess. I don't know. And suddenly, My sinuses are going a bit weird. Quick, go to the music. What does it all mean? It means that Kirk Cameron's not getting his greasy hands all over this one. But I remembered what I was doing last night. I was looking at boats. Why was I watching the boats? I should not have been watching the boats, but I was watching the boats. Regular listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I fancy myself as, of course, the greatest sailor in the world. Oh, that's not true. That's not true. But I do like sailboats. I do like sailing. I'm hoping someday in my lifetime I'm going to be able to sail a boat. Obviously, that's never going to happen because we're rapidly running out of time. And, well, frankly, I don't know enough rich people. So if you're extraordinarily rich and you have a sailboat, give me a call. Or at least email me. You know how to get a hold of me. tobe@sdf.org. tobe@sdf.org. I want a boat. And I like the new boats. What new boats am I talking about? Of course, I'm talking about the AC-75s. The Challenge boats. Oh my God, they are not even boats anymore. How many more days do I have to wait before all this starts up? I got 2 weeks. I got to wait 2 damn weeks before the Challenger Series starts. Oh, God damn, Anyway, we're talking about racing boats. And we're going to see stuff that has never been done in a boat before because these new boats are insane. If you haven't been paying attention to the recent developments in the America's Cup, we're back to monohulls. No more catamarans, no more trimarans, none of that greasy Kirk Cameron California noise. No, back to monohulls. Foiled monohulls, and these monohull boats, oh my God, it's not even a hull like you think of a hull. It's a lifting body. Oh my God. Are you old enough to remember lifting bodies? Lifting bodies were used in the run-up to the development of the space shuttle. So if you are my age or about half a generation younger, you might remember a television show entitled The $6 Million Man. The beginning of that show... when it talked about Steve Austin, an astronaut, blah, 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 was in a horrible accident. They show a horrible accident of some kind on the screen. And this is an actual real-life footage of a lifting body trying to land. And, well, it crashes horribly. The guy survives, though, and he's fine. But it's like the worst crash you've ever seen. That was one of the lifting bodies. These lifting body experiments were done to figure out what shape to make the space shuttle. Okay? Right. So we've gone from lifting bodies to the space shuttle. We don't even bother using the space shuttle anymore because it's dead tech. So what are we going to do with lifting body technology? Oh, we're going to put it on a boat. Awesome. Now you are talking my language. Oh my God. And you should see these boats when they're flying, because the holes aren't in the water ever. The foils flip up, and so you can just be on one foil and the rudder. It's insane. And the weirdest part about it, and this is the thing that's blowing my mind, is watching these boats turn. Because they're turning on a different axis than other boats, they look weird, and they don't heel over as much. These boats don't roll. And so when they turn, it's so fast. It's sick. I was watching the New Zealand Emirates boat go around the windward marker at least 35 knots, and it didn't slow down. Oh my God. It's going to be sick. We're going to see some sick racing. It's going to be absolutely ridiculous. This is going to be what's the word I'm looking for? We're going to be seeing something new. It's the dawning of a new era. We're going to see a different kind of racing. We're going to see racing moves that we've never seen before. Racing moves that haven't existed before in these boats that have never existed before. Oh, and these boats are dangerously bad, stupid fast. It's sick. I saw some footage of a small accident with one of the boats when the boat accidentally left the water. Do not let the boat leave the water. Yeah, it's like driving a car 120 miles an hour on a road and then leaving the road. Yeah, this is a bad idea. It's like being in a spaceship, flying through space, and then you decide to leave the spaceship. It's a bad idea. Oh my God, this boat just, it was sick. It was absolutely ridiculous. And now I want one. How much do these boats cost? Well, each one of these boats costs more than the gross domestic product of every country in Africa combined, plus most of the Indian subcontinent. And I want to sail one. I'm just going to go there and go, hey, can I borrow your boat for a minute? I've never sailed a sailboat, and I just want to sail your boat. Give me an hour. I'm just going to take it out and bring it back. It'll be cool. Sir, you know how much this boat costs? That really doesn't figure into the equation here, Chief, unless you are actually trying to elicit a bribe from me. Then, you know what, like $20?
Why don't you give me some chocolate?
Yeah, okay, I got some chocolate for you right here. I'll give you some chocolate, just like I'm gonna give some chocolate to Baby Metal.
Chocolate.
Absolutely fantastic. That was, of course, Baby Metal with their hit, Gimme Chocolate. Oh, thank you, Baby Metal. Thank you. Thank you for solving the one problem with heavy metal music, and that was it just wasn't cute enough. Heavy metal music just, it's not cute. There's no cuteness. Baby Metal has solved that problem. And yet, I can't help but wonder if they haven't caused another problem. Because now, you gotta give them chocolate. And chocolate, you know, it's just, you know, cacao and butter fat and sugar. And it melts. And then you get that greasy mess. And then Kirk Cameron comes in and he starts making the refrigerator not shiny. 1981, Mom is about to drive up.
Boy, are you going
to
get it now. Oh,
what? God. Look at that greasy mess you made. And our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
And before Kirk starts to wipe, we hear the sound effect of the kitchen door opening. Here comes Mom. Is it going to be shiny?
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we've just been eating chocolate with Baby Metal and making a greasy Kirk Cameron mess. Oh, great. And look who shows up. What? Are you going to say something? Did you have something to say to me? Hi. Hello. Are you going to talk? Pippa has arrived. And now we got to do kitty business. Do you want to do kitty business? Or are you just going to sit on the microphone cables? Okay, yeah, I guess we're just going to sit here like this and we don't have to do any kitty business. Do you want to do kitty business or not? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Why doesn't anybody know?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Think I need some more music. I need some, not this. What is going on here? Got some bizarreness. Barry the Roofer? What? What's going on here? Olga playing an acoustic guitar? What?
Young and Barry begun downing a pint in the pub. The plan was he would have a curry, then suck up the suds in the tub. He took a sup as he stood up, he fell to the floor with a yell. He hit the deck but walked the egg. Bastards, I'm feeling swell. Rise his scram, back in the van, headed out to relax. Before he sees the door, Barry is plagued with panic attacks. The answer phone and run message that pushed Barry over the edge. Is that Barry the roofer man? Quick as you can, quick as you can. Barry the roofer, Barry the roofer, Barry the roofer man. Long ago, with vertigo, uh-oh, he had a fatal accident. The balance of Barry's head went, and nothing could prevent it falling off. The ba-ba, ba-bangalow. He misses his meal, back at the wheel, with his ladders and his map. A dude in despair with a roof to repair is betting that Barry's the chap. Barry assessed the damage and guessed to leave it alone is probably best. The customer cried, fix it man, the night Barry died when he got out the van. Barry the roofer, Barry the roofer, Barry the roofer man. Long ago, with vertigo, uh-oh, he had a fatal accident. The balance of Barry's head went. Barry the roofer, Barry the roofer, Barry the, Barry the, Barry the, Barry the, Barry the roofer, Barry the roofer.
The roofer, the roofer, the Barry the.
Uh-oh, he had a fatal accident. The balance had Barry's and went. And nothing could prevent him falling off. Ah, with vertigo, uh-oh. Barry the roofer, Barry the roofer, Barry the, Barry the, Barry the, Barry the, Barry the roofer, Barry the roofer,
Barry the roofer, Barry the roofer, Barry the roof, roofer, the roofer, the Barry, the roofer, the Barry, the Barry, the roofer, the
Barry, the roofer, Barry, the roofer, Barry, the Barry, the Barry, the Barry, the Barry, the roofer, Barry, the roofer, Barry, the Barry, the Barry, the Barry, the Barry, the roofer, Barry, the roofer, yeah, Barry, the roofer, Barry, the roofer.
Poor Barry the Roofer. why does that song make me laugh so much? Everything Olga does makes me laugh. His songs are so absolutely ridiculous. That was Olga from the Toy Dolls doing his song Barry the Roofer on an acoustic guitar. Because that's something he can do. And I guess if that's what he wants to do, I guess I'm down with that. No problem. I mean, come on. There comes a time in just about everyone's life when you find yourself with an acoustic guitar and you're going to think, oh, maybe I need a banana?
Banana.
Or a banana?
Banana.
Or maybe I should just play Barry the Roofer, and that's what ends up happening. You start playing Barry the Roofer. Long ago, with vertigo. Oh, it's... Don't even get me started. Is my game on yet? Yeah, I'm waiting for my Europa League games to start, and that's coming up here in about another 10 or 15 minutes, but this show's over. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, especially when you need to roof your house, a show that airs every single day, every damn day. We don't miss a day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta find some food. I gotta watch my games, and so I guess I'll say bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.